court.
Yeah, right back. Come into me. Yeah, you made me empty my stomach for you. Not empty your load inside me. Yeah, give me that rapeseed. Fuck. Yeah, I'm here, you freeze, rape slut. Yeah, punch me while you're coming. Punch me in my fucking face. Yeah, bruise me up. Fuck.
Nia, come over here. Come sit beside Mommy. I'm sorry, Mommy's clothes are all ripped off. But it's okay, you don't need to worry. Mommy felt a little pain, but that's okay. I'm going to give you a life lesson, a very, very important life lesson, okay, baby? Okay, so what you saw, I know you know who that man was. That was your uncle. Yeah. And he was hurting Mommy, like punching me and slapping me and pounding his body into Mommy. But that is the way that women are supposed to have sex. And you're young, so I got to teach you a lot here, okay? So you know your pee-pee in your pants, yeah? All right, so I see that you're hard right now because you saw Mommy get railed by your uncle, and I'm sure that's confusing but very arousing. So when boys see something that they like, their pee-pees get hard. Feel it. Go ahead and feel yourself. Yeah, you see how it's nice and swollen? That means that your pee-pee wants to release cum inside of there. So I don't know if you're old enough yet to have wet cummies, but for sure when you are a teenager and older, whenever you make your little pee-pee feel good, there's going to be white stuff that squirts out. And it's going to make everything better. It's going to give you so much relief. And so you getting a hard pee-pee from seeing Mommy have sex makes Mommy very happy, actually. That means that you're ready to become a man. And I'm ready to turn you into a real man. Yeah. And so let me teach you the rest about sex, because you see, Mommy doesn't have a pee-pee like yours. Yeah, let me show you. You see? This is Mommy's, the nice word for it is vagina. You know, in school when you learn about sex, they're going to call it vagina. But listen, sweetie. In my son's head, this thing right here that girls have, it's going to be called a cunt. A fuck hole, a rape hole. That's what these are, okay? And they are perfect. They are designed to take your pee-pee. And that's what makes men so powerful, because you have that stiff, erect pee-pee that'll go inside holes like Mommy. And girls like Mommy, we just have to take it. And we're happy to take it. It means that the man wants to fuck us, which is very, very good. Because if men didn't want to fuck us, what kind of purpose do I have? Okay? And also because you're a boy, You have some things inside of you that make you very aggressive. It makes you want to, like, you know when you're playing your video game sometimes and you start getting really, really mad and I've caught you banging on your wall and banging on your desk? That's aggression. That's inside of you because you're a boy. And you're going to feel that way whenever you start having sex for the first time. You're going to feel so aggressive. You're going to feel like you just want to tear up a girl's fuck holes or even her face, like your uncle was doing. He particularly really, really likes to abuse mommy and her face, slapping and punching me. And I actually find pleasure in that because that means that I'm serving a man, your uncle, and I'm being his abuse whore. And I know this is a lot to take in, but I'm going to start grooming you to be just like your uncle and all the other men that come in here and take what they want. And that's what we're going to work on. So what you saw, in the door, because I noticed you were standing there a while. I wanted you to see, baby. I did. I know that you saw your uncle. Well, you didn't see this part, but he broke into mommy's bedroom and surprised her. I was sleeping. And he ripped off mommy's clothes. And mommy was scared, sure, but that's just natural. And, you know, when men take what they want, that's called rape. And girls like mommy that are good girls, we want men to rape us. And we want men to take what they want. And what they want are fuckholes. And so girls have 3 fuckholes. I know you saw your uncle holding mommy by her hair and just impaling her face. That probably looked very, very scary, but mommy loves it. And he was doing it so hard that mommy started puking. I emptied my stomach for your uncle, my rapist, and I was happy to. Mommy loves to empty her stomach, and that's what real sex is like. Men taking fuckholes as hard as they want. And then what your uncle did that you saw is he bent mommy over and held my hair like in a ponytail and just was pounding both of mommy's fuckholes between her legs. So women also have what I showed you, mommy's cunt. And then I have my asshole. Yeah. Did you know that people have sex with that hole? They do. And good girls, they offer all of them. Or they just have them there for men to take. Because men are stronger than women. Way, way stronger. I couldn't overpower your uncle, nor would I ever want to. Because mommy was just happy that he decided to come over and use me. It makes me feel like a real woman. It makes me feel very pretty and wanted when men like your uncle want to come and rape your mommy. And so that's what sex is like. Just men treating women however they want to treat them. And it's usually hard and rough. And what happens is it makes good girls like mommy, it makes our cunts very, very wet. And that makes it better for your pee-pee when that cunt is wet. So I think it's time, baby. I really do. I think this is a good chance for me to start grooming you. And we're going to start with your little sister. Okay, because she needs to learn as well. It's my job to make sure that she turns out just like mommy and that she's a rape slut. So I'm going to be teaching you how to brutally rape your sister. And I see I see your cock right now. It's going to really do some damage on your little sister, and it's going to make you feel so strong. You're going to feel like a man. And then after that, you've got all your girl cousins that you're also going to brutally rape. And they're older. They're older than you, so they're used to it. They're totally used to the rape because all the men in our family are like this. They're already real men, and their dads, their uncles, their brothers have already shown them that they are nothing but rape whores. So they're going to be easy, but I think with your sister, it's going to be a very, very good lesson for you. You're going to feel the pleasure of forcing your pee-pee inside of a rape slut, because every girl, even your little sister, is a rape slut. That's all we're good for, baby. That's all we're good for. And so your sister needs to learn that too, and I'm going to teach her that, okay? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to get with all your uncles, your grandfather, all your cousins, all the males in our family, and I'm going to tell them that it's time for us to have another family orgy where we break in your little sister and you. And you'll become a real man raping your sister. And, you know, look, baby, do you see mommy's filthy cunt? It's all stretched out and abused and leaking. Do you see that? Do you see the cum that's leaking out of my hole? That's what cum looks like, okay? And so mommy's cunt is it's very useful. It's still tight and wet, and men love to rape it and use it as a cum rag. But your little sister, it's going to be the best cunt that you'll ever fuck in your life, because for one, she's a virgin just like you. She hasn't had sex. Two, I am positive that she still has her hymen intact. And what that means when you go to rape your sister, it's going to get a little bit bloody because there's this piece of like flesh, if you will, that every girl has before they have sex. And when they have sex for the first time, when they get raped, your pee-pee is going to like push through there. It's going to rip it and make it bleed. And that's going to be a very, very good thing, baby. But what I was saying is that your sister, she's got very, very useful fuck holes because they're so tiny and so tight. So you're very, very lucky. And I really think that's going to jumpstart your life as a man. And all your uncles, your grandfathers, and your boy cousins will be there to cheer you on. And after you're done raping your sister, then they're going to do it too. They're going to shove their pee-pees in your sister's rape holes. And I'm so hoping you have a wet orgasm inside your sister, because all the men in our family love to rape cream-filled fuck holes. I love it because they know that they're making their female family member a true used rape whore, using her twice, three times, four times, five times. Listen, we have family orgies a lot, and I've probably taken, gosh, baby, at least 10 incest rape loads. I mean, it is very, very aggressive. All the men in your family, in our family, are all real men, and they know how to rape. They know how to treat us females like nothing but rape meats. And I have a feeling that when you really see mommy get gang raped, like your sister's going to get gang raped, I worry that you're going to want to protect mommy, but that's why I need to groom you. You don't need to protect me. Even if mommy is crying, gasping for air, choking, emptying my stomach because someone's throat raping me so hard, that doesn't mean that I'm in trouble. It means that I feel like the prettiest and best woman alive because I'm being useful. I'm being a rape whore, especially to my family. That's the most important because I'm sure you can guess at your age, we're not supposed to have sex together, family members. But that's what makes it even more sexy for the men in the family because they're doing incest rape. So incest is when people in a family have sex together and it's illegal. Like, people aren't supposed to do it, but we do it all the time. In fact, baby, I guess I should tell you this. Like, one of your uncles might be your father. I don't know who the father is because your mom has been a rape whore ever since I was your sister's age. So when I got pregnant with you, it could be anybody. It could be one of the strangers that have raped your mommy so fucking good. It could be one of your uncles that continuously rape your mommy. I don't know, but it doesn't matter because it means that I was a good breeding rape whore. I was so happy to have you, baby. You're my rape baby. And now you are going to be a man. You're going to treat your sister, your cousins, and every female after this time. You're going to treat even me, baby, even me. You're going to treat females like they are rape sluts, pieces of rape meats, cum dumps, abuse whores, piss whores. Oh my gosh, I need to teach you about peeing because you'll see that. And you might have seen that when your uncle went to go leave, he pissed right in mommy's mouth. And that is a being a real man. And I know you want to be a big, strong man, don't you? Yes, you're going to have to learn how to pee in girls' mouth. You're going to have to learn how to rape that dick into any hole that you fucking want. All the holes. Starting now, you need to rape all kinds of girls. Girls on the playground, girls at school, your family members, mommy. Because I'm telling you now, once I unlock this man inside of you, you might just find yourself coming into my room and raping mommy in the middle of the night. And I will take it like a good slut, mommy. I will take it, and I want you to be rough with me. I want you to piss in my mouth. I want you to push your incest seed inside my fucking cunt. That I don't take birth control, baby. So if you give me a rape baby, oh my gosh, it'll be an incest rape baby. It'll be even better. Ah, and one day, your sister's not fertile yet, but you can rape a baby into her. You can bring your sister into mommy's room and rape us both at the same time. But I have a feeling. I have a feeling that your sister is going to become your favorite cum rag. I mean, she's so cute. You got to admit it. I know you guys fight, but she's so cute. And that's the other thing, baby. When you start to fight with your sister, now all you have to do is push her down and rape her little fuckholes and she'll shut up because she's going to learn to be just like mommy, just like mommy. Yes. And I'm going to teach you how to have all the stamina because probably when you first rape your sister for the first time, you might have cummies really quickly, and that's okay. I'm going to help you so that you have stamina. So when you rape little girls around you or women, you'll last for a long time because females, we need to be raped for a very long time. We need to be put in our fucking place. And you can't do that if you make cummies too soon. So I've got to work on your little child dick and make sure that it can last a really, really long time and just destroy holes, rape holes. And I'm telling you, every single female in this world is free use. Your teachers, the lunch lady, your bus driver, all the little girls on the playground, any family member, any female, if she's older or younger, is free use. And if mommy has another baby, if have a daughter, another daughter, and you feel like from day one that she needs to be raped, I offer it. Baby, I gotta tell you a secret. You have had many, many brothers and sisters, but what happens is the men in our family use them so roughly that they don't make it. And that's fine, because that makes mommy so happy that I was able to bring them any kind of pleasure. So it's the same for you. My point is that any female is free use. Any. And if they don't agree with that, if they're not a good whore like mommy, you teach them. But see, that's advanced. We'll get you there, baby, I promise. But you can teach women to do whatever you want. You can teach little girls how they should be. And you can. You'll be doing them a favor by putting them in their place and proving to them that you can rape them as hard as you want, that you can take what you want, that you can hurt them and punch them and slap them as hard as you want, because you are a man. Okay? So we're going to start working on this. We are. You're going to make mommy so proud. You really are. When I see you rape your little sister for the first time, oh my gosh, I'm going to take pictures because I'm going to be so proud, baby. And aren't you excited? You get to take that swollen, beautiful child cock, and you get to put it inside of your sister. Yes. And actually, here, let mommy take hold of it. And you see, when you are when you're groomed and trained to be a real man, I won't ever grab it without your permission. Usually, I'll beg you for it. So I'll be like this. Please, baby, can I please jerk your cock? I need it. I'm so dumb without your cock, baby. Can mommy stroke you, please? Please let mommy stroke your cock. See, and I mean, that's my duty. That's my job, is to satisfy the needs of any male, but especially the men in my family, and even more importantly, you. So mommy's going to stroke you like this. That's a good boy. And I want you to imagine your cute little sister dressed up, really, really sexy, showing off her tight little body, and then her bent over the coffee table in our living room, her little kitty pussy and baby. I know that you probably like mommy's pussy. I know you do, but wait till you see your sister's. It's totally, totally hairless, so tiny, puffy, bald little thing, and it's just poking out of there, waiting for you to stretch it open. And you're going to go behind your sister, and you're going to hold her by her itty-bitty hips, and you're going to rape her. You're going to say nasty things to her. You're going to call her a filthy little sister whore. You're going to call her your incest bitch. You're going to tell her that she is now your rape sister, and you're going to rape her whenever you fucking want, and that this cock right here is going to be railing inside of her, hurting her. She's going to scream, but it's going to make you feel so good. You're going to see that virginal blood spill out of there, and it's going to make you just want to pound harder. You're going to pound that pee-pee in your sister so fucking hard until you have a wet orgasm. I know that this little child cock can make a wet orgasm. I know it will. Yes, and then you're going to watch all the males in our family, your sister's uncles, your uncles, all your cousins, your nasty grandpa. He's a pervious of them all. They're all going to rape her silly. She might even pass out from it, but that'll teach her her lesson that that's what she is, a rape slut. And it's your job to help mommy turn her into one. Isn't that right, baby? Mm. And then you're going to come in and rape mommy whenever you want. And I want you to scare me. I want you to put fear into mommy like you could really, really hurt me. Yes, whenever you want, baby. You can just pin me down and touch and grope and fuck whatever you want on mommy. Yes, that's a good boy. Oh my God, you do have wet cummies. Look at you. Oh my gosh. Good boy. Oh my gosh, that's a good boy. Mommy is so proud. You just had your first orgasm to something so, so filthy and so good. Oh my gosh, you just came to raping your family. Oh, I love you so much, baby. I do. Now let mommy clean you up, okay? And then we're just going to sit here and talk about more and fall asleep. And you're going to be mommy's sexy man. You're turning into it right now.